everyone, welcome to the Bethlehem Wildcast. This is going to be the podcast for the week of November the 11th through the 15th. Now stay tuned for the news and weather.
What's up, everybody? It's Anissa, Journey, and Anna with news and weather. Let's start off with the news.
Our school play, Peter Pan, starts this Thursday, November 7th, 8th, and 9th. Doors open at 6:30. Play starts at 7 o'clock. Admission is $7. Unless you wear our new drama t-shirts, then it's $5. See you there.
Seniors are selling steak sandwiches for $7. It comes with chips and piece of cake. Orders due by November 15th and will be delivered on November 22nd.
That's all for this week's news. Let's go to Anna with the weather.
Friday, November the 8th. Mostly cloudy with a high of 63 and a low of 45. Saturday, November the 9th. Sunny with a high of 62 and a low of 41. Sunday, November the 10th, mostly sunny with a high of 60 and a low of 40. Monday, November the 11th, partly cloudy with a high of 70 and a low of 40. This weather has been accurate as of November the 6th. Now on to our next program.
Wildcats, and welcome back to
Funky Factoids.
This week we are going to be learning about our very own Mother Earth. Now let's get started.
Did you know that the Earth is the only planet in the solar system with plate tectonics?
I did not, but I knew what plate tectonics are. Kind of.
Did you know that the Earth is actually not a complete sphere?
Wow.
It is actually shaped like a flattened sphere, aka an oblate spheroid.
Nice.
Fancy. Did you know that 70% of the Earth's surface is covered in water?
Is it? Aren't we like 70% water too?
Yes.
So we're like, we are Earth. No, that's
weird. But where's
weird.
The other 30%?
Memes.
Oh. It's, yeah, I don't know.
Memes about love.
Ah, yes. See, the other 30% of lovely memes.
If we're 70%. Water, then that means if somebody likes water, then they already like 70% of you.
There you go.
By the way, you can find all of this interesting information on universetoday.com.
And now for the thought of the week. Let us be grateful to people who make us happy. They are the charming gardeners who make our souls blossom. Marcel Proust.
Now it's time for our punny part of the segment, Fun in the Pun. This week's pun is, shout out to my friend Gravity and my Mother Earth. You guys keep me grounded.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it wasn't mine. I got it from a website, but I don't know what the website is. But if you made this pun or you thought of it, I want you to know you did a good job.
Yeah, good job planning it. Never mind.
That was good. No, that was good.
Thanks, Wildcats, for tuning in for
Funky Factoids.
Tune in next week for more fun facts. Bye!
Hey everyone, I'm Dane.
And I'm Dane.
And today we're going back to the days of the 80s.
Hey guys, I'm Dane with a D.
And I'm Dane with a different D.
And today we're going to be bringing you some 80s movies that you definitely need to check out.
Do you want to tell us what number one is?
Sure, man, I can do that. Number one, The Karate Kid. The Karate Kid is about a kid named Daniel, and he moves into this new town, and he gets bullied, and he ends up being trained in karate by Mr. Miyagi, and he ends up, at the end, going to fight in a tournament. I won't spoil it, but it's a pretty good movie. It's a good family movie to watch.
Number two, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids is a great Ricky Moranis movie, and it's about a scientist. He's trying to invent a shrink ray. It's not working too well, and then one day it ends up working well, too well, and he ends up shrinking his kids, but without him knowing, so his kids have to figure out a way to get back to their normal size without getting smushed or something like that. And finally, our last one we have here is War Games. War Games stars Matthew Broderick, who was Ferris in Ferris Bueller's Day Off, if you've seen that. War Games and Ferris Bueller's Day Off are two of my favorite movies, and it has that same actor in it. But basically, War Games is about this kid who's really good at computers, and he accidentally hacks into the war simulation program for the United States, and he almost ends up starting a world war. It's during Cold War era, so it's that Russia versus USA type thing. And that's all the movies we have for you guys to check out. And Dane, do you have anything else you want to say to the folks at home? No, I think that just about does it. Yeah, I think we're good. By the way, you seem like a really cool dude. Yeah, thanks, man, I'm Troy. Thanks for having me on this week. It was a real pleasure to be a special guest host. Yeah, no problem, man. It was great. Do you want to do the sign-off for us? Yeah, man, I guess I could try that, you know. all right, everyone, thank you for listening to this segment of the podcast. My name's Dane with the D, and we'll see you guys next week.
Hey Wildcats, this is Coda
and Avery,
here to talk to you about the interesting technologies that we do use in our everyday lives. Today's app is called Call of Duty Mobile. It came out October 1st, 2019. The app lets you play online against millions of players. It is a free-to-play app. Timey Studios says that the closed beta was soon released in Australia and Canada. This game is rated 17+, so if you are not 17 or older, you should ask your parents if you can play. If you are interested, go on Google Play or the App Store to check it out.
We all have that one friend that likes to listen to music on full blast. With the developing rate of technology, that won't be a problem. I say this because of the new release by Beats, the Pill Plus Wireless Bluetooth speaker. This newly released speaker can be bought on Amazon, the Beats website, or on the Kohl's website. This speaker is rated 5 stars by users and costs up to $229.99, with 3 color choices consisting of red, white, and black.
This has been Coda
and Avery.
Thank you guys for listening, and stay tuned for history.
Thank you guys for listening to this week's podcast. I'm Dane, signing off for all of us here at the Bethlehem Wildcast, and we'll see you guys next week.